Hello?
Haley, I really need someone to talk to. Do you have some time to talk?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Okay, well, you know how I left school early today because I said that I wasn't feeling good? Well, I decided to go to a clinic and... Oh gosh, I can't believe that I don't... We were only together a few times. He said this wouldn't happen.
Jennifer, what are you talking about? What happened?
Okay, well, the doctor, he said that I'm HIV positive. I mean, how does that even happen? I don't know what to do. Oh gosh, my parents. I mean, I was only with him a few times. Why is this happening to me?
Oh my goodness, Jennifer. I'm so sorry. Are you sure that you are? I mean, are those tests accurate?
Yes, I'm sure. And, I mean, come on. You think that this might happen. Well, you dread that this might happen. But you never think that it's actually going to. Oh, gosh.
Jen, when did this happen? I mean, did he force himself on you?
No, I mean... Well, see, it was, I think, 2 months ago? Yeah, Ryan's party. I mean, you know I've always had a crush on Matt. And he and I finally had some time to spend together. The day was... It was good. I mean, he asked me out even for the next weekend. And we went to that coffee place next to the church. We had a really good time. I thought he was going to be different than the other guys. He was so nice, just like a little Prince Charming. And he seemed to care. He seemed to really care. On the way home, we stopped off at his friend's house. He was just having a little party. Matt and I sort of went to the back room, and we just watched a movie at first. And then he started kissing me, and... I mean, I've never been in a situation like that before. What was I supposed to do? I didn't know what to say. I mean, I didn't really want to, but I did. I just couldn't stop. He said that everything was going to be fine. He said that this would never happen. I couldn't say no. I wanted to save myself. I wanted to wait until I got married, and I didn't. And now I have AIDS? I thought I was stronger than this. I thought that if I was ever put into this situation, that I could just say no. And I feel like I let my family down. And now, I mean, look at me. I'm 17, and I have this thing. Oh gosh, Haley, I really messed up, and I'm scared, and I don't know what to do.
I'm so sorry, Jen. I really am. Have you told Matt yet?
Are you kidding me? He doesn't know. I mean, when he finds out, oh gosh, what is he going to do when he finds out? I don't know what to do. I mean, does he already know that he has this? Maybe he just didn't tell me. I didn't think I would have to ask if... Oh gosh, just a dream. Oh, it was just a dream.
Later on that same day.
Hey, Jen. I can't wait for our day tonight. I've been thinking a lot about you.
Oh, hey, Matt. I have two, and I...
Hey, my parents are going to be out of town, and so we will have the house to ourselves.
Well, see, actually, Matt, I don't think that's going to be such a good idea. I mean, I like you a lot. Really, seriously, I do. But I just don't think you want to be in a situation like that that could get out of control. I mean, I know I don't. Do you understand what I mean?
I guess. I mean, we are a couple, right? If so, this is just what couples do. They spend time together.
Yeah, see, spending time together is great. I love hanging out with you. It's just the time alone that I'm not so hot on.
Jennifer, this isn't a big deal. Having sex is just like showing your love for someone. I mean, you love me, don't you? And besides, everyone is doing it.
If? Did you just say, if I love you? Look, maybe we shouldn't see each other anymore.
That's fine. Whatever. I mean, there are lots of other girls who would rather be in your place. If that's the way it is, then you're just going to miss out on the finer things in life, like me. I'll just see you around.